Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
And we all decided weeks ago, you know, we all from time to time would be driving around Roswell Road. You're down Midtown and you see these psychics that look like they've converted their homes into their little psychic offices and stuff.
Yeah, they just – I think if you have a can of paint and a blank board, just hammer it out in your front yard.
With a hand. Somehow there's a hand with an eye in the palm, you know, is usually what's on a lot of signs.
But there's a million psychics, and if you talk to someone who's been to a psychic, they've always got a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Except for me. But everybody's got a favorite.
My psychic is getting more airtime by not giving you a good rating.
But everybody's got like, oh, you got to go to my psychic. You're so good. So we decided to create the Bert Show Psych Off, where we would all go to different psychics or fortune tellers or tea leaf readers and pick and let them predict stuff for the summer. And at the end of the summer, we'd be able to pick one that's clearly the best because they'll hit it out of the park for one of us, right?
Well, yeah. They should all be hit up 100% because this is what they do.
Right.
They see it.
Exactly. There's no bad psychic, right?
So Melissa went to, were you on Roswell?
No, actually, I was trying to find one in Atlanta, and then I was lucky enough to go out to L.A. for TNT's premiere of Hawthorne, which actually premiered on TNT last night on the network, but I got a sneak peek and went out to L.A. And one of the things that TNT had was, and I love a theme party, so they had a party for Hawthorne, and it was very medically oriented, where people were in scrubs, and you were getting massages and stuff, and it was really nice, and it was fun. And then over in the corner, there was a psychic. Okay,
I was meant
so I
to
thought,
be.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously.
And I thought, well, why? You know, I was, like I said, trying to find one here in Atlanta that I was going to use, but I thought, you know what? It's right here in front of me.
It's a sign.
It's a sign. So I've got to use this psychic. So I apologize because I really don't remember her name, or I don't know if I ever introduced myself like where she gave me her name, but we'll call her the TNT psychic.
Okay.
And so she was reading cards. So these are tarot cards, and I went up to the table, and I'm not sure if it's in the beginning of this, but she was asking me, you know, because I guess you have to be specific, and I tried to say, well, I just need to know what you predict or what the cards say about how my summer's going to go. And then she said, well, do you want to know about work or personal life? And the first thing out of my mouth was, well, since I'm doing this for work, let's do work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I really don't remember everything she said, but this is the reading I got in Los Angeles from the TNT psychic.
And then what we'll have to do is we'll have to just pay really close attention all summer long to see if she hit any of it.
Right.
Now, this is in regards to what? I didn't have a specific, just generic. Do I need to have a category?
Don't you
know?
Well,
I mean, is it in regards to love or is it in regard to work? In regards to work.
Work.
Yes. In the past, somebody has offered you a, this card means a proposal.
Okay.
So somebody has proposed something in the past. Since it's job related, somebody offered you a job in the past.
What? What? That?
In my 39 years of life, someone has offered me a job in the past. And I wanted to say his name was Bert Weiss.
Wow, she's awesome. So let me get this straight. You are part of the press working this event for
yes.
TNT. and she predicted that somebody at one point or another proposed a job for you.
Has offered me a job in the past.
Brilliant!
It doesn't even
Why are the rest of us even doing this?
I mean, the press part doesn't even matter. That right there applies to anyone in any circumstance.
Well, she knows I'm an adult at an event in which I was there for work. So, yeah, someone has offered me a job in the past.
You could do that same reading for a seventh grader. And they would have to say, well, yeah, Jimmy asked me if I wanted to sit at his table for lunch today, but I didn't want to because I knew Jason had cold pizza and I love cold pizza. So I said, no, you're right. You're a good psychic.
And currently, you are thinking, this is the temperance card, you are thinking, you're going with the flow right now.
So basically...
You're going with the flow right now.
Going with the flow, that's right.
This was an actress that TNT hired and has zero psychic history at all.
You're gonna, and you know what, like her next, you're gonna watch Hawthorne. On TNT Tuesday nights. I see that. I don't know why. When you watch it, you're going to be watching it. You're going to be sitting down and you're going to be going with the flow.
There's a bright light. There's a bright light coming from your television.
Yeah, at you. Jada Pinkett Smith. I see Jada Pinkett Smith.
No, really. There she is. I see her. That's what I meant is I see she's right behind you.
You may watch it live or you may TiVo it. Yes, with the flow.
Okay. I think it reset itself, so I think we got to listen to those first 30 seconds.
Oh, good. It was enjoyable.
Now, this is in regards to what? I didn't have a specific, just generic. Do I need to have a category? Well, I mean, is it in regards to love or is it in regard to work? In regards to work.
Work.
Yes. In the past, somebody has offered you a... This card means a proposal.
Okay.
So somebody has proposed something in the past. Since it's job-related, somebody offered you a job in the past. And currently, you are thinking... This is the temperance card. You are thinking... you're going with the flow right now. And you are being temperate. You know, you're like keeping your cool about things. Everything's cool. Mm. You're letting everything play out. You're going with the flow.
No, I'm not!
In the future, it says here you will have heartache. Something heartache. So maybe with your job, it might be a difficulty or a loss of a job or...
So sometime in the future,
yes,
you'll have heartache with a job.
Yeah.
So here's what
could
she
said.
Could
be a loss of a job. Could be some problems you're having at work. But
yes,
at some point,
yeah,
you will have heartache at work.
I'll have heartache at my job.
How long has that run so far?
7 minutes and 38 seconds. Okay. Now it's like a minute and a half.
Minute and a half. I'm going to do that same reading in 10 seconds for you, Melissa.
Sure.
Somebody will offer you a job. Someday in the past, they've offered you a job. Now you've got it. You're going with the flow. Eventually, you're going to lose it. Thanks for coming out.
Something harsh about it, and maybe just get yelled at. I'm not sure, but it's something that's going to hurt your feelings.
So someday you're going to get yelled at.
Okay, and just real quickly, what would the rest of the summer be like? And it just says that you are a powerful woman, the nine of coins, that you have enough money to live on your own.
Travel to
LA. That's laughable. She got that wrong.
Yeah. I have enough money to live on my own.
Right.
Person lives on their own.
Okay.
And this person is a happy family situation. And she has a lot of love in her life. And she's basically happy with her current family situation.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's relating to work, it must be you are happy with the job that you have.
Okay.
Maybe.
We know that's not true.
Yeah, I just, well, no, let's see. You just got flown out to L.A. for the TNT.
You've got enough money to travel to Los Angeles.
So,
I see that.
Oh, I see you having money and enjoying your job.
Then in the future, it says, even though you might have hardship in the future, but you are the queen of wands. So you will prevail. You will come out on top of maybe a promotion or something. Like, you will become a queen.
You're my queen, Melissa.
Of that job. So you
No, that one's not bad.
That could mean, like, I'm the queen of my job?
Yeah, I mean, like, that could mean, like, you know, you move on from this, and it's like the Melissa Carter show, and that could very well be true.
I call her the queen bee. every now and again.
Well, she's demanded that mm-hmm. for a long time. So you certainly didn't volunteer that.
It's part of a new contract, that. So you have to
really get a raise. But, you know, you might go through some sort of a scuffle or some sort of a fight or some sort of a hardship.
You're going to smack somebody.
Who the hell was that?
Is that a spirit? Dude, did you guys catch that? Was that just me or did you guys hear that?
Call the Atlanta Ghost Hunters.
Who was that?
Is that Jada Pinkett Smith?
So the psychic is there. Okay, this is, about this. So she started out the night by doing personal readings just by people, with people one-on-one. By the time I came to the table.
Like six of you?
There were four of us around the table.
Are you sure that there were really people around you? Or is it just the spirit?
Exactly.
Right. And then you will rise above and you'll have a very successful, like your job's going to get better. You're going to have a better position. Queen. Okay. That means you've risen.
You're going to be on top.
Get a raise.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
Yes. Are nines significant to her?
Why did she get a
less than a nine here and a nine here? I just wondered.
Nines, it just means a lot of that. So she's had plenty of money. And plenty of love.
Aww. All right, so nines means, I'll say exactly what it means. It's the number that is wedged between 8 and 10.
Yeah, that spirit also is pointing out that there were a lot of nines on the table for me. But yeah, so basically, I mean, you know what? I mean, what she's saying is but she didn't specify just to the summer. So I have a feeling that she may not win this cycle.
She failed miserably.
I do like the background music. Any chance we could play a little 303 now? Shuster.
The Burt Show.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.